Hi guys, it's Meredith. Welcome to another podcast. Oh, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy God of Israel. He is so amazing. He will lead you through things. He doesn't say, I am not going to take you through any trials. He says, but I will lead you, right? So he leads us through stuff, even through Christianity. If you don't go through Christianity, how are you going to know the difference between the real and the counterfeit, right? Some people like they grow up in the church. People like me that didn't, who just grew up in rebellion and witchcraft, had to be able to, experience that as well, right? You need to experience it. But the Lord is good and he's always about your heart. And if you really want God, which we do here in the kingdom, we actually want God. We don't want big ministries or, you know, we're not after, we don't have idols in our hearts for platforms and ministries and stages. We just actually want God. Because our lives are that crap that we really, really wanted God. Right? So we're blessed. But it's painful to watch your brothers and sisters be completely deceived by a counterfeit spirit masquerading as the Holy Spirit and them not even knowing. But it does say that in the Bible, and the Bible is true, and so you can just check the Bible and definitely see that it is true. And we are definitely in the end times, right? Not all will be saved because it says endure to the end, right? Endure to the end. If you endure to the end, you will be saved. So you've got to endure some stuff. That's what the Bible says. I know I've been really getting into the Bible lately, and it's amazing that it's all there for you if you really want to know it. But it's just ridiculous, the strange fire. I can't believe the strange fire. I can believe it, but, you know, the strange fire in Christianity, it's a joke. And it's just deceiving people left, right, and center. And people are, you know, what does it say? It says in, let's read the Bible. Well, you will be saved by the truth, right? Because the truth sets you free. And what's the truth? I've got three kids here. Let's see if they know. What's the truth? No. Ma'am, you're going to hell. That's right. You're saved, King.
I knew that.
All right. He says preach it. Share it, Peyton. You know, share it. Just joking. Right. All right, then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and he put fire in it and he put incense on it and he offered profane fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. And that's all, they just died before the Lord by then. Shakadaka. Oh, Jesus Christ. So the falling away is, what are they falling away from? They're falling away from the truth, right? What's the truth? Jesus. Jesus is the truth, the way, the life. The only way to the Father is the truth. God, the living God himself, God. And he's given us a sacrifice, who is Jesus. He doesn't want us to, we don't need to do anything. It's done. That's why Jesus came. And so not obeying him, not listening to him, he's saying, don't do any of that stuff anymore. You don't need to do it. Right? And the great falling away comes. This is the coming of the lawless one. What's lawless? They don't obey the words of God. They don't obey God. Is one according to the working of Satan with all power, signs and lying wonders. and all unrighteous deception among those who perished because they did not receive the love of the truth, the love of Jesus, that they might be saved. For this God sends strong delusion that they should believe the lie. Let no one deceive you, he says. The lie by any means, the falling away comes first. That's 2:30, that's 2 Thessalonians. So he's telling us clearly not to believe this. And he says to them in, let's look at Matthew because this is good. Matthew 24 is good. But it's the detestable idol. It's the and it talks about it in Daniel, right? It's the vision of Daniel. Daniel has the vision of the end days, right? He prophesies the end days. And even in Matthew, Jesus talks about this abominable desolation, right? The destruction. What's abominable? It's detestable. It's idols. And what's idolatry? Anything that's more important than God. And you can just look around. Christianity. And you can see that the most important thing is being known. I want to be known. Right? Everything's because of what I put on. I put on a big event. So my name's going to go down in history as the one, you know. I want to be a William Seymour. I want to be a... Nobody wants to be a Jesus. The one who has all power. So you get what you behold. Strange fire. There's hearts, right? God always is looking at the heart. And you always got to get your heart checked, you know. I mean, you're in surgery constantly. Check my heart, Lord. Check my heart constantly. Because we're bombarded with lies around here. I mean, everywhere you go, everything is filtered. It's filtered through a lie. It's just bombarding us. And everyone's trying to, as soon as you start to push forth with the truth, they want to bombard you with lies and pull you away. Nobody wants you to rise up into the truth and actually stand. But the Bible says, the Bible says that you will be hated for my name's sake. So let them hate you. Do what the Bible says, okay? Because if you don't, that's idolatry. That is detestable to God. What am I looking up? Matthew, which is at the front. I don't know what I'm doing here. I do know what I'm doing. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's a joke, people. This is a joke. Christianity is an absolute hoo-ha. What a circus. Now he sat on the Mount of Olives. The disciples came to him privately saying, tell us when these things will be and what will be the sign of your coming of the end of the age. And Jesus answered and he said to him, take heed that no one deceives you. Take heed. I don't even have that, but I could look it up. Take heed that no one deceives you, he says. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. In the Passion Translation, how does that say it? It says, take a good look at all these things I'm telling you. That's not it. 24, are we? We are at 4. He says, at that time, deception will run rampant. So be aware you're not fooled, for many will appear on the scene claiming my authority or saying about themselves, I am God's anointed, and they will lead many astray. Many will be led astray, maybe 110,000 or something, maybe 100,000, 60,000, more than that. It's ridiculous. You will hear of wars nearby and revolutions on each side and rumors of war. Don't panic or give in to your fears, for the breaking apart of the world systems is destined to happen. But it won't yet be the end. It will be still unfolding. Nations will go to war against each other and kingdom against kingdom. There'll be terrible earthquakes. Seismic events of epic proportion. Horrible epidemics and famines in place after place. This is how the first contractions and birth pains of the new age will begin. You can expect to be persecuted, even killed, for you will be hated by all nations because of your love for me. Then many will stop following me and fall away. And they'll betray one another and hate one another, and many lying prophets will arise, deceiving multitudes and leading them away from the path of truth. There will be such an increase of sin and lawlessness that those whose hearts once burned with passion for God and others will grow cold. But keep your hope to the end and you will experience life and deliverance. He says, Daniel, when you witness what Daniel prophesied, the disgusting destroyer taking its stand in the holy place, then those in the land of Judah must escape to higher ground. And on that day, if you happen to be outside, don't go back inside, don't gather your belongings and don't get back, right? What does it say here? He says that you... He says it. Look, lawlessness is not obeying God's words, right? The abomination of desolation. I'll tell you. Abomination of desolation, an abominable thing, an accursed thing. It reeks with stench. Properly, what it emits is a foul odor and hence is disgustingly abhorrent. Moral horror. As a stench to God, like when people refuse to hear and obey his voice. That's what it means in the Greek, right? It says it in the Greek, delugin. Bedelugin means abomination. And it means a moral horror as a stench to God, like when people refuse to hear and obey his voice. So that's what he's saying, a moral horror and a stench to God. What is a stench to God? When you fail to hear his voice, okay? We're not like the prophets of Baal trying to cut ourselves to get God to come down. He's already done it. He's been the sacrifice. He was sick of seeing that abominable idolatry. Those acts of idolatry, that it was abominable and it was a stench to him. He hated it. He came in the perfect sacrifice as Jesus Christ so that crap could stop. And he did it all on the cross. Now we enter into that truth. Okay? Okay, might not be, you don't get the stage. I mean, this world is not God's. This world belongs to Satan. He raises up. I mean, if you've got 1 million followers, I mean, God only had 12. I mean, people want to be better than God. They want to be better than Jesus. Satan want to be better than Jesus. Why he fell, okay? It's fallen. Falling away. It's a fallen mind. It's a fallen heart. It's a fallen everything. And it's disgusting. And it's strange fire. It looks strange. It feels strange. It's complete witchcraft. Desolation, strip her of her treasures, to ruin, come to naught, lay waste. Okay, when you don't hear, when you don't obey the voice of God, you're stripped of your treasures. Okay, but the gifts are without repentance, it says in the Bible, so they can still operate in their gifts, which makes it harder for people to discern if you're deceived, right? If you're deceived, you're deceived. So take heart. It's just a separation of the sheep and the goats, right? And the great Holy Spirit is here for all. It's the breath, the Ruach HaKodesh. It's here for everybody to breathe in, the spirit of life, the spirit of breath. He says, where does he say that? If they call you, I like this bit in the Bible. Just open that back up. So just bear with me, guys. Holy. Holy. So if someone says to you, look, the anointed one has returned. He's in the desert. No. Here. Matthew 24:23, and you'll hear reports for some saying, look, he's returned, the Messiah is over here or the Messiah is over there. Don't believe it, for there will be imposters falsely claiming to be God's anointed one, and false prophets will arise to perform miracle signs to lead astray, if possible, those God has chosen to be his. I mean, it's in the Bible. Remember this, for I prophesy it will happen. So if someone says to you, look, the anointed one has returned, he's in the desert, don't go chasing after him. Or if they say to you, look, he's here in our house, don't believe it. The appearing of the Son of Man will burst forth with the brightness of a lightning strike that shines from one end of the sky to the other, illuminating the earth. How do birds of prey know that the body is dead? They just know instinctively. And so you will know when I appear. Don't go over here. Don't go over there. Here he is. You've got to, you know, travel 100 miles to be able to get a touch of Jesus. He's like, I've already poured out my spirit into the earth. Okay, it is here. It is free for all. The work's done on the cross. That's the truth. Live at that. Live at the cross. Stop trying to call me back down. Stop trying to access me through your works. You can't do it. I've already done it on the cross. If you don't believe that, you're not obeying my words, and that's the abominable desolation. That's abominable. That's a stench in the nose of God's nostrils. He hates that because you're rejecting what he has done. You want to do it. You want the glory. You want to be the one who's held up high. You want to be the one that looks like you've done something. You want that. That's not God. That's what Satan does. That's a false spirit. It's a counterfeit spirit, masquerading itself as the Holy Spirit, and it's leading many, many, many astray. Just like the Bible says. So, if you want the real deal, go to God. Get rid of all your idolatry, all your hopes and dreams for ministry. I mean, who just wanting the platform, wanting to be well known, wanting the money. The God of this world, he says, right? The God of this world, the God of mammon, who is Satan. It's all about money. Because when your idea, when your dreams and your desires are for ministry and not for the for God, I mean, you can look at many great people. Who, I mean, everyone that's, you know, you can see many people that they put up on a pedestal, those who have had great big ministries. But then you can look at these other gentle, quiet spirit, I mean, other ones that who have not had great, huge, big ministries, but their heart has been after God, right? It might not be as glamorous, it might not be as well known, but that's Jesus. That is Jesus. So we'll just leave it there today. Let all strange fire be burned off. All the wickedness will be removed from the earth. And the only thing that will remain is the righteous, the heart of God, those who truly want God and not the fame and fortune of ministry. Those who don't think that they are, you know, they just want to, you know, they just want to be well known for, I don't know, whatever. It's all just crap. It's a waste of time. And it's leading people astray. And it's disgusting, actually. When I was, you know, a witch, I could heal people. It's the truth. It's the truth. I don't know. I look around. There's so many people that suffer from depression and all these sad, very sad feelings. You know, they feel so bad about themselves and they'll be crying and crying and crying. I mean, like, Satan can make people cry too. I mean, come on, everything's he can counterfeit anything that God's created. You'll never, you gotta have the Logos so ingrained and so deeply rooted in you that when everything around you shakes, nothing can shake the Logos out of you. You've got the written word deep in you. That's why we have it. You can go and check it. That's why it's so greatly persecuted. That's why it's taken out of every culture. It's tried to be removed from every area of influence. Why? Because nothing in the world adds up to it. Holy Ghost. Dun, 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 dun. Well, we are blessed over here in heaven. If you want to join us, just drink the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, the glory and the fire is available for everybody. You don't have to go anywhere to get it. You can just read your Bible and you'll get it from there, which is amazing, isn't it? You can be discipled. You can be discipled through the air. You don't actually have to, you know, be listed on a list of well-known prophets to be used by God. Well, it's the separating of the sheep and the goats, and you'll be able to see the goats clearly today. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Okay, that's it. See you guys another time. Bye.